Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where we celebrate trans experience as part of the human experience. We're Madison and LG, two trans women diving into everyday life, politics, pop culture, relationships, and more.
Being trans is just one part of who we are. Join us as we laugh, learn, and share stories that remind everyone we're not so different after all.
When are your kid? When
it's
the kids,
swirly.
Where they put your head in the toilet and they flush it?
What the fuck kind of high school did you go to, bitch?
I remember I didn't go to high school. I went to junior high and they gave me swirlies all the time as a kid. Nobody ever did that to you?
No, bitch.
Oh, well, I guess I was the lucky one.
The fuck?
I was the lucky one. Okay.
Yay, you.
I'm going to take my earrings off.
Take them earrings off, bitch.
I always do
you're
that.
You're about to fight. Like you remember the swirlies and you're like, fuck, I'm going to fuck this bitch up.
I said,
take your resentment out on me. Why does LG have a black eye?
Well,
no, I said they're going to be like, why does LG have a black eye?
I figured, you know, I thought everyone got swirlies when they were kids. You didn't? You really didn't?
No, I didn't.
Hmm. No one ever put your head in the toilet?
By choice, because I was hungover, bitch.
What is they called? Praying to the porcelain gods?
Girl.
Okay. I can't hear myself very good, but it's fine.
You can't hear yourself very good?
I can hear me great in one side. I hear you great in one side. Is that how it's supposed to work?
Yeah, because then we merge them together.
Merge them. Okay.
Thank you. This is Trans Experience. Yes, I recorded all of the swearings and all of that shit, bitch. You would think she knows by now. And I think that subconsciously she does know that I'm doing it.
Because
she gets closer to the mic. And you know what? Close. I think that subconsciously she's like, hey, it is what it is.
I'm feeling extra spicy today.
You're feeling extra girl, you know. Do you mean like in mood or like in your marinating in your freaking juices?
Marinating. It's marinating. No, because listen, I didn't get to play kickball because of course my injury, but I got to shout out my team, like, go team, go team. I was a really good cheerleader. But then they had me and my captain, we had to ump like four different games because they lost the first one. So I've been out in the sun this whole time. Like, I'm pink. Anyways, but I'm marinating right now. I'm totally marinating.
Marinating that shit.
And then my dumbass wore a thong. So it's just marination on top of marination right now up in here. Anyways, hi listeners. Welcome. Are we not done? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm seeing why one mic is louder than the other.
Am I yelling?
No.
Are you yelling?
You're not. Oh, no. It's because I wasn't talking. Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Hashtag we need a sound engineer.
Hashtag malditas dogas.
My dogas?
Damn drugs, bro.
Oh, yeah, that too. Anyways, welcome to the listeners. This is going to be a really quick episode. We just wanted to pop off and tell you about the Rainbows Festival coming in. The beautiful women at the Church of the Palms, they have so many groups, too, that we could just sit here for hours and talk about what they do for the community. But specifically, they're going to have a booth at Rainbows Festival, and so I thought we would kind of like educate the listener a little bit about that. It's one of the free events that Phoenix Pride puts on. I think that's really crucial right now because, obviously, the economy is what it is. So I think having a free event like this is really nice.
Well, I think not just the economy, but just an event where we can gather together and show the power that we have, not just as a community, but as a financial source. You know, I don't really know the term that I'm trying to look for, but we are a potential... you have the words, bitch. Why are you looking at me like...
No, I don't know.
Like, she's waiting.
I mean, there's a couple words here. Like, I mean, if you're talking about, like, as a community, like, this is a good way for us to, like, you know, market to each other and support each other in that. Also, there's, like, all kinds of free resources that people put together out there. They're super crucial to the community right now.
Our buying power.
There you go, babe.
That's what I meant. The buying power that we have and how much we formulate when it comes to finances.
Did you participate in the no spending on February 28th?
No spending on February 28th.
Yeah, so on February 28th, there was this big thing going around social media.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, anyways, there was this big thing going around social media where, like, they were saying, like, we should not spend anything on February 28th. And I forget the real reason why, but I guess it was, like, to show, like, our buying power, like you spoke up, you know. I don't know if it worked or not, but.
I think we should look into that. Okay. We are not as educated as we are when it comes to a lot of our community events. But the things that we do know, we do our best to bring to your attention and to share with you guys. For example, the Pride Fest, which this year is going to be from April 5th to the 6th. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a tribute for Lady Gaga. There's going to be Chris Pierce, Arga Royalty Review, Aja Cruz, Arlo, yeah. Party Artist Brandon, CCTV, Cheer Arizona. There's going to be DJ Shorty, Eagle Death. There's definitely the Royal Court is going to be there. And some of them are, some are actually people that I know, like, what is hell? Oh, my God. I forgot his name.
Well, anyways, sorry, friend. So on, while she thinks of it, though, like, just so everybody knows, there's also, like, it attracts over 20,000 people. And it is a free event. It's also family-friendly, which I think is super important also because, no shade, but Phoenix Pride can sometimes get very racy, you know? And so it's not, it is, you know, we want families to be able to enjoy, you know, their queerism too. But sometimes it's hard to do as a family if you have little ones going to Phoenix Pride because there's a lot of assless chaps.
Well, it's like wanting to take a kid to freaking Mardi Gras, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it's just not, like, you know.
It's common sense.
Yeah. And so anyway, so I think this is a really good event because it at the Rainbows Festival is...
Dick Skinny. These are our current royal king, Phoenix King, which today is actually the pageant. They're going to be holding it at, I think it's
our friend. We have a friend that does a lot of the pageant stuff too. He's really good friends with a lot of the queens. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say his name, but anyways. Well, you never know. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. I don't know. I love him though. So if you know who you are, hey.
Hey, you love know you. Who you is. You know who you is.
But they have over 150 exhibitors, sponsors, and Church of Palms will have a booth both days. The important parts are that it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. So if you're planning on going, you can go anywhere between that time, obviously. It does get a little bit warm out in the middle of April, but like today was kind of warm out. I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kink right now.
And here's the thing, people. It's paramount for us to support this kind of events because, again, it shows our buying power. It also shows our unity. It mm-hmm. shows that we still can come together and we can still, like, make a change and we can gather and we're normal just as any other fucking fest that there mm-hmm. is, and that we are family oriented as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's the big misconception that they have about our community is because they only think of the Pride Parade. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I love some assless chaps though.
But
I
it's funny because nobody talks about Mardi Gras and the mm-hmm. thing that they do there. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, but when it comes to us, like, they market us in such a bad light, but when it comes to Mardi Gras, oh, it's fun and dandy, mm-hmm. like, let's mm-hmm. all freaking go. Mm-hmm. But when
it brings you to the point, like, in movies, it's perfectly fine to show a naked woman, but, like, they have all these issues to show naked men, right? Like, it's just, like, it's a double standard, and I think mm-hmm. it also applies sometimes to these events, right? Like,
definitely. I agree with you. I think that one of the things that I'm excited when it comes to this fest is that our friends are going to be there.
Yes.
And it's paramount, at least for myself, to have spirituality because it's not about religion. It's mm-hmm. about spirituality. And
that's why I love these ladies so much.
Mm-hmm. I think that Devin, Georgina, and Kim, they do, like, a great mm-hmm. job when it comes to, you know, keeping in touch with the community. I know that there's a lot of funds mm-hmm. that are being cut, you know, like to...
Lots.
To organizations such as that. And right now they need all the support that we can give them. And like I said, like, it's time for us to stand up for our own and... We don't just need to show up with boards and with, you know, signs and all of that to make an impact and to make a change. Sometimes we can speak from our pockets and mm-hmm. show them that, you know what, we do have the power and we do stand together and we do support one another. And we are a community that is a part of this country. Whether you like it or not, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it goes into, you know, the episode that we have. It's not going to air yet right now, but in the episode that's about to come out, we get pretty heated about some things. And this is one of those events where you can show up, you can show out, but it doesn't have to be a protest.
Exactly.
Just by existing in that community, obviously, is a sign that, you know, we're not going anywhere. You know, so to the point that we made in the last episode, obviously, you know, that I still feel strongly that these events are important. For that reason, that we can still show up and show out and show a show of force without being forceful. And I think that, you know, there's a balance that we have to strike with this, you know.
And when it comes to that, so our episode probably will air out before this. So we're referring to that episode. And I think that it's important for us to also remember that, as you said, sometimes just suiting up and showing up is enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a gathering. It's mm-hmm. a celebration. It's my tongue is just tongue twisting. Like,
it's tonguing. It's tonguing. It is in your mouth. That's for sure.
Amongst other things.
Oh God! Here we go.
No. Don't send me to hell just yet, bitch. You
should say God is in your mouth. I think you have a one-way ticket. I think at this point you have a one-way ticket.
I think at this point I'm fucking driving the bus, bitch. I think that at this point I have VIP passes.
What was the magic school bus driver, Miss Frizzle? You ever see the redhead teacher, the magic school bus? That's you.
You're the one with the red hair, bitch, so don't come for me. You're the one with the freaking cone earrings and shit.
It's my team. My team what? Name. My winter team name was Fuck That Cone.
What are those things called? Like, you know those she's literally
cones? Hold on. She's literally putting two fingers together. The other three are out, and she's going up and down. Tell me, what is that?
And for some reason, she's getting frisky. I don't know why. Like she looking at me like, hey. And I'm looking at her right. Like, nay.
No, I mean, I think that this festival is a really good thing because, like, I've found a whole new power in my transgendered-ness. If, you know, talking about this kickball thing, like, it same thing. You know, I found a whole new community. And I think the Rainbows Festival is also geared to that. Like, it doesn't have to be one specific thing. It allows you to kind of open up your experiences to a whole nother world that's still within the umbrella of your rainbow.
I think that one of the cutest, the best way to describe it is as they have it on their website. And I'm going to read exactly what it says. Excuse the accent. Phoenix Pride is a proud producer of the Arizona's greatest street fair, the Rainbow Festival. The annual Rainbow Festival and Street Fair is a celebration of diversity of the LGBTQ+ community. The event is located in a historic Heritage Square Park in downtown Phoenix. Each year, the Rainbow Festival draws a crowd of over 25,000 friends, families, and allies. The Rainbow Festival is the second largest LGBTQ+ event in the state of California, only second to the Phoenix Pride.
Oh.
Yes.
You said California. I was like, what?
That's what I said, Arizona. The annual Rainbows Festival is a free event open to the public. We host over 150 exhibitors and sponsor throughout the two-day event and have two stages filled with entertainment throughout the weekend. And I think that, you know what, it is so much fun to actually be in an event that you can bring your family to, that it's definitely, you know, family-oriented.
Make sure that you take home the family you brought also, though.
Right, <babe. laughs> Mother, where did you go? Well, this is good for you to know. So that way, like, if in case you go, you know not to bring these things so you don't have to, like, get in any trouble. No weapons, no chemical potions. Who the fuck is bringing poisons?
Wow.
I said potions, hazardous material, any alcohol beverage, no glass bottles, any food, drink.
But they have amazing food and drink there.
They do. They actually do have a lot of spots that have great food. Mm-hmm. Any tasers, so no taser, no explosive devices.
I'm out.
I mean, it has to be said, people. If it has to be said, it's because somebody fucking did. Okay,
can you imagine who brought the taser?
Bitch, fuck the taser. Oh, like, the explosives.
Or they brought explosive diarrhea.
That's not, like, when we say, like, we want to make it blow, like, that's not what the fuck we meant.
did Kesha do that song?
Incendiary device.
What's incendiary device?
I think it's like in light, like
a lighter,
light shit. Like I'm assuming people. Like I'm the Hispanic here with the limited English. If this bitch don't know,
I don't know.
I would definitely not know.
I feel like it's like something hot.
Incendiary, yeah.
Like a furnace.
Like your crotch.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, especially my crotch right now. Anyways. So, no, I think it's
no
a great
fighting,
thing.
Bitches. Please. No fighting. It's a family event. It's for us to have fun. And they do have.
Unless they have jello wrestling. I'm in for that. Oh, but it's family friendly.
I was going to say baby oil, but that's too soon for Diddy.
Actually, they're still looking for the baby oil.
Girl. So, they do have a lost and found. Lost items can be picked up in the Phoenix customer service information.
That's where you
located.
Pick up the family you left.
Right, bitch. In the corner on 6th Street and Monroe, if you lose anything.
I made a lot of money on that corner.
And this is where, this bitch. And this is where you can find, if you have any questions about any lost items, you can call 602-277-7433. They also have applications to volunteer at this fest, and not necessarily for this one. If you don't.
Huge.
if you don't have the chance this time to do it, they always have volunteer applications, and they're posted on their website, which is phoenixpride.org. You can always go there and do it. Pet policy is pet are allowed at the Rainbow Festival. Pets must be on a leash
not
at
your
all
pet
times.
Snakes. No.
Bring them. Fuck it.
Pet snakes. No. Is that incendiary?
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say. It says, while pets are allowed in the Rainbow Fest, pets must be on the leash at all times. We advise the Rainbow Festival site is very small and gets very crowded. It is difficult for pets to maneuver throughout the crowd. We strongly recommend to consider these conditions when deciding whether to bring your pet. Owners are required to pick up after their pets.
Ew.
Please. Any violations of this policy will result in the pet and owner being asked to leave the festival.
Well, that's a whole lot.
Well, you know what? We have, like, there's going to be kids and all of that. So you need to be clean.
I wonder if the kids are the same as the pets. If they mess up when they
some of these parents be having their kids on a fucking leash. So sometimes you don't know the difference.
I was a kid on a leash. I was.
That explains so much.
I got lost at SeaWorld, and I made friends with another family until they could find me. And then every vacation after that, I got put on a leash. It was great. I wonder what went wrong.
That's why you're into pups. Okay.
Shady.
The parking, it says, we recommend
the
booking.
Parking?
Parking. We recommend
convenient it's a
and
today,
affordable parking in the advance through Ace Parking. It says
there's an app called ParkWiz also that I highly recommend for parking for anything, really.
Well, I don't know that one because what they're recommending is A, so please let's stick to the script, please.
Okay. We're doing a script now. Like, so no, but there's just parking in general in downtown Phoenix is kind of a B word, and so anyways, I think that there's an app called ParkingWiz, WHIZ, that I use, and it helps me find parking a lot faster.
And these are the graders.
But they're not sponsoring us, by the way.
But the ones that are sponsoring these events are Andrita's Foundation, Solarium, Charlie's Phoenix, Hensley Beverage Company, Open White Dental, definitely for us, Pride Guy Arizona, Smokey's Edibles, Sprouts Farmers Market, and SRP. Thank you to all the people that make this possible. We really want to make sure that we keep it safe, that we keep it friendly, that we keep it family friendly. And I think that the objectives this year should be us proving, again, our buying power, our unity, and the fact that, you know what, as with the trans experience, the LGBTQ plus experience is just the human experience. It's many people trying to live life to the best of their abilities and struggling and doing the same things that most of us do. You know, there's really not much difference. We all have dreams, hopes, and we all gather together, celebrate around good food, good friends, and definitely good music and entertainment. And I know that usually Pride Phoenix royalty never disappoints.
Never.
One of my favorites is T. The Mornay. Duke Skinny is great as well. Selene De Mornay. I think it's Selene De Mornay. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, sis. But she's also a great performer. Veronica is also going to be there. There's so many people that are going to be there that are actually...
Two stages for live entertainment. That's crazy.
It's going to be fun. And then we're honoring Lady Gaga.
Yes.
We're
born this way.
Well, according to you, you were put in the list. You were probably made.
I was. I was an experiment gone right. You know they say experiment gone wrong? I was experiment gone right.
You're experiment 626, bitch.
Nope, I was patient zero.
Stitch ain't got shit on you.
Patient zero, it's me. Okay, so I think that's good. I think that we covered all the bases. Let's see, did I miss anything? No, just as always, a huge shout out to Church of the Palms for always being so gracious with their time and their energy and keeping the word alive. There was a clip that went out online about the Senator Sarah McBride from Delaware. And there was someone that the chairman of the committee that she was on misgendered her and called her Mr. McBride.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other senators just came 100% to her defense. And like they recessed for the day because he refused to go on until that person called her the right name. And it's moments like that I think is how allies show up for us. And the Church of the Palms is just amazing at that.
Yes, you know, definitely.
They are in every room, in every corner, in every dark space, making sure that our voices are heard, whether it be through them or through ourselves. And this is just one more moment where the Church of the Palms is really showing up and showing out for our community, as always. So we're just super grateful.
Amen to that. And one of the things that I would like to touch up on that is that it's definitely okay to have those allies. And I love when they do stand up for us. But I think that I take my hat off to the Senate lady because her response.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
chill. Madam Chairman. Pretty yeah. chill. Yeah. Pretty very... like it didn't face her. And, yes. and I think that that's exactly that's exactly the stance that we should be facing this
way. She didn't get loud and aggressive.
You know, like she did not. She was like, okay madam. This is what you want to do. This, like, don't come for me fighting sent for you, but really passively yeah. and really yeah. educated without needing yeah. to lose herself and without having to allow him to provoke
but
her.
She
to
also
a
didn't
character.
Stop her the other guy from defending her. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that, right? Like, he took it to the nth degree, and that is great, but she didn't stop him either. And she very easily said, you know what? It's not worth it. Because sometimes it is worth it, you know? I think that person, the chairman of that committee is always going to do that just to get her goad and to know that it's not getting her, but it's getting mm-hmm. other people involved. I think that that's the epitome of what an ally is, really.
Exactly.
And she was able to just stay cool, calm, and collected, and she's there to, you know, represent her people, you know? And I think she's doing that very, very well. And I, honest to God, wish we could find a way to just interview her, because the things that she's doing is absolutely remarkable, and the way that she's taking it in stride with Nancy Mace, this disgusting way that she's treating her in the bathrooms and things like that. Like, it's just, I have so much respect for Senator McBride because she's killing it.
Girl, Kiki with Aubrey Galachi are going to be there. Mandy Slate, Mickey Del Rio.
Are these the Phoenix girls?
Yeah, this is all people that are involved with Phoenix Pride in one way or the other. Some of them are reigning queens or have been reigning queens, princesses, kings, juniors. I think that's what their title is. But
it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time.
It'll definitely be a good time. And don't worry. I know they say don't bring any alcohol or anything, but that's only because they have some craft cocktails that you can have there too. Mm. So it's not all doom and gloom, okay? For those who drink, like,
you and we're I not a probably, grown lot, though.
We're probably not going to be drinking, but we're definitely going to be having fun to see those who do.
I'll be having my thirst. Traps.
Oh, you're calling me out on mine, bitch? Well, that's all we wanted to tell and share with you guys. We really appreciate the time and supporting us. One day this bitch will let me fucking finish talking without interrupting me.
Oh, really? You? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Why do you snort in the night snort? That's not... I was just going to make fun of you for that fucking snort, bro. And that's another thing. Like, I realized... Like,
okay.
I guess we're not. I've been calling... Like, I love my trans sisters because they get my speech. Now, probably less than 10 years ago, I hated with a passion the word bruh.
We can't get you to stop saying it.
Anytime. Every time I'm hanging out with this bitch, it's like, bro.
I don't ever do it.
She don't, but I do. And they have enough grace to just let me slip with it.
Because it's not a slip. You intentionally do it. There's a difference.
No, it's not that I'm like, oh, I'm going to call you bro. Like,
you do.
Bro team, you know, like, it's not like we're fucking pumping chest and pumping iron. Like,
your word bro is so massive that it has a bro.
It's my new word for bitch, you know what I mean? Like,
you like bro instead of bitch?
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
like,
it is more appropriate.
It just fucking flows, bro. Yeah.
See? You're a bro flower.
Be like, what's up, bitch,
you
bro?
Bros. You flow bros. You flow bros. Anyways.
Anyways.
Take your bro to Rainbow Festival.
Yeah, take your bro, your sis.
Bitch.
Your bitch.
And if you take the bitch, make sure you take a little doggy bag to perk at the poop.
I will not be shitting.
I'm not playing that one up. Nope. No, ma'am.
I'll be like, I'm with her.
My bitch shit. I can't do it.
I'll be like, I'm with her.
I know. As I'm running away, yeah. With like one leg. Oh, I have surgery tomorrow. Yay, surgery.
For what?
My torn meniscus.
That sounds like a freaking food, bitch.
It's the muscle between your between your knee and your leg.
Okay, Mrs.
They're gonna shave it off and then send me on my way. The doctor literally said it's not worth saving because I'm 40. was like, well, okay.
There's nothing more fucked up than your own doctor fucking
honestly,
like,
honestly.
Bitch, you be old. Like, he's there's like,
you'll
no be, point.
He's like, you'll fucking... have, he's like, you'll need triple the recovery time, and it's not really going to save it anyways because you're 40. That's exactly how I said it. I was like,
okay. What a dick.
Yeah. Anyways,
but hey, at
least his name is Evangelista, and I was like, if there's ever a great surgeon name for a trans woman, Evangelista. Did you ever see the show Pose?
I love that show.
I love it, The House of Evangelista. So, anyways, that's what we're doing.
So, there's actually one of the, and she's one of my faves too.
Her Evangelista?
Name is her name is Eva. She's been Phoenix involved in Phoenix Pride like for the longest. And she is marvelous too. Mm. Like, there's so
we
many
have
people.
Really good talent in Phoenix, though.
We do. Like, honestly, there's a lot of very queens, talented, a lot of professionals, entertainers, like that are just
entertainers. Marvelous.
Don't miss out. Like, come and join us.
Get
come
that
and
taint
see us.
Entertained.
Yas, queen.
Entertain.
Rocky's
me.
Gonna be there. Sassy, Roman, Christopher.
Mm.
There's so many people. Anyways, bro, like,
well, this has been fun.
This has been the Trans Experience. This hey. Is LG.
Hi, this is Madison. Did I say that in the beginning?
I think, no, we didn't.
Hi, this is Madison.
And I said it backwards.
Well, because you cut me off.
Who mean like you just did
oh,
right now?
Wow, that's crazy. That's fresh.
Bro.
Okay, bye.
Bye. This was LG.
This is Madison.
And this has been the Trans Experience.
Yay.
Thanks for tuning in to Trans Experience. The Trans Experience is a human experience, and together, we can create a world where every story matters. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and connect with us wherever you stream your podcasts.
Until next time.